Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, December the 17th, 2023, and this is the audio recording of a Vespers service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. The leader of our discussion tonight is Phyllis Hires. This service began at 6 o'clock p.m. after the tolling of the church bell.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God,
our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in rulers, nor in any child of earth, for there is no help in them. When they breathe their last, they return to earth, and in that day their thoughts perish. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps his promise forever, who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. He sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord shall reign forever, your God of Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
Reading from Matthew. John, who was in prison, heard what Christ was doing and sent his own disciples to put this question to him: are you the one who is to come, or are we to expect someone else? Jesus answered, go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind recover their sight, the lame walk, lepers are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life. The poor brought good news, and blessed are those who do not find me an obstacle to faith. When the messengers were on their way back, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What was the spectacle that drove you into the wilderness? A reed swaying in the wind? No. Then what did you go to see? A man dressed in finery? Fine clothes are to be found in palaces. But why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, indeed, and more than a prophet. He is the man of whom Scripture says, here is my herald, whom I send ahead of you, and he will prepare your way before you. Truly, I tell you, among all who have ever been born, no one has been greater than John the Baptist, and yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, to review a bit, Matthew begins tonight's gospel reading with John sending some of his disciples to Jesus. Where is John?
Jail.
He is indeed in prison. And how old is he? Anybody have an idea?
About 36. He's no, about 34.
Shortly older than Jesus.
Yes, a few months.
Mm-hmm. And so, 30s, early 30s?
Yeah.
What are his directions to the disciples that are visiting him in jail?
Go ask Jesus if he's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah. It occurred to me that he may be a little bit down about whether he's going to get out of there alive, and that here's his life's work, has been preparing for something, and he'd like to know what's happening. Why did Jesus respond to those questions the way he did instead of yes or no?
He gave the evidence.
He did evidence. He wanted people to see for themselves, to experience it.
I think when he shifted the argument to them, they had to make the argument based on that evidence, but they also had to pretty much go on faith because he never told them yes.
And he also put his answer to them in the tradition of the relationship that God's people had with God. And Julie's got something to read from Isaiah.
On that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a scroll, and out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the neediest people shall exult in the Holy One of Israel.
And somebody else, I can't remember who I gave it to.
I got Isaiah. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped.
All right, that's a little bit later than the one that Julie read, but still in Isaiah.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed.
So I think you're right that he not only wants people to see for themselves what's happening when they take the word back to John, but that he wants to put it in the context of the Holy Scriptures.
And he's the fulfillment of that scripture.
Mm-hmm. And so now that Matthew has made plain Jesus' identity, he turns to that of John. And Jesus is speaking to a crowd that probably includes many of John's followers who've turned to Jesus now that John is imprisoned. What do we know about John the Baptist? Everybody tell me whatever you can think of about John the Baptist. We already said he's in jail.
Well, he ate wild locusts and honey.
He ate wild locusts and honey. What did he wear?
He was wild and earthy.
Yes.
Wasn't he a Nazarene? I mean, he never cut his hair, did he?
I don't know.
And he wore the sheepskin.
Camel skin. Can you imagine what that might have smelled like? Not, I mean, we talk about camel hair coats and the Bible mentions fine raiment and soft clothes that are found in palaces, but John's out there in a skin of a camel.
It just depends on how new it is.
Yeah.
And how many times it's been in the river.
All right. What kind of preacher was he?
Very good.
He was very good. He was the rock star. He brought in crowds from...
He was tough to listen to.
How did he talk to the Sadducees and Pharisees who came out?
You vipers and bloodsuckers.
Yeah.
Brood of vipers, yes.
What else can you tell me about him?
Well, he wasn't afraid of anything.
He wasn't. He spoke.
He really wasn't afraid.
He spoke truth to people in high places. What did he tell Herod?
He married the wrong woman.
And not only did you marry the wrong woman, but you have sinned. And she didn't like that one bit. What was his relationship with Jesus?
Cousins.
They were cousins. They were the same age, pretty much. And what else?
He baptized Jesus.
Yes. And.
Well, I think that's odd. I mean, that's kind of an odd thing. So Jesus goes up to John and says, "I want you to baptize me," and John says, "Oh no, no Lord, no, no way." But Jesus insisted that he do that. Jesus was just like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he said that, John said that, here comes the one that I'm not worthy to untie the sandals that he wears. And another thing is, when John was in prison, was he asking the disciples to go ask Jesus if he is the one?
Absolutely, he did.
Well, that's confusing.
It is. Why he did that?
Because when he baptized Jesus and Jesus rose up out of the Jordan, the dove landed on him and the voice said, "This is my son whom I am well pleased." So they had to all hear it.
And yet he's in prison.
Yeah.
He knows that his life may be ending and the work that he's been doing. And he may be a little bit discouraged and worried. I don't know.
I would think it doesn't ever say that they all heard it.
That's right. That's what I was thinking.
But who would the voice be talking to?
Well.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. If nobody heard it, who was God talking to?
Well, somebody had to hear it because they wrote it down.
Well, and it may be that.
So that's why I'm somewhat confused why John would say, "Go ask him who he is, if he's the real man or not."
And yet he may need that confirmation.
Also, they may need that. If he's still sitting in prison, he may say, "Go ask him. You're not going to be left alone."
But to me, the most remarkable thing is that whenever Mary was carrying Jesus,
yes,
and Elizabeth was carrying John, and John kicked Elizabeth, the baby can leave. It's kind of tight quarters there. But the baby leaped with joy. And I just think that is so beautiful to think about that. That's just like, and Elizabeth knew right off the bat what that meant.
And you know that she told John that many times.
Yeah, right.
And his cousins, I'm sure they saw each other and had some discussions.
Right.
It's an interesting.
And she knew that Mary was the blessed one.
She knew, yeah. Well, they were
cousins.
Cousins.
John's parents were a lot older, aren't they?
I'm sorry, I'm not listening.
John's parents were a lot older, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very young.
Very young.
Yeah, in fact, in Sunday school this morning, they were telling Dot that Mary wasn't much older than she was. Jesus proceeds to praise John. Yes, more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written. And then he quotes the prophet Malachi, establishing the tradition that Jesus and his cousin, establishing the tradition that Jesus and his cousin embody and their relationship to each other. And if you will read the Malachi portion.
I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. This suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty.
And Jesus continues, among those born of women, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And what does that tell you about the kingdom of heaven?
Can't get there.
Well,
you just can't get there.
It's confusing to me.
Speak for yourself.
But it's confusing because Abraham, you know, there are stories where someone says, tell Abraham, just send out a drop of water for my tongue. So Abraham's up there. And yet, I don't know, it's like Jerry says, there are bits and pieces of the Bible that are, if you try to analyze them and make them make our kind of sense, that they're not, it's not going to work for them.
But Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, as if it's going to be right here on earth.
Well, it's the only place it can be.
So what does that tell us? This,
what does it tell you about the same?
That the least in the kingdom is greater than John. What does that tell us about the kingdom of God?
It's right here.
It's right here, and that we're all, there is no hierarchy, that we're all equal before God. And Jesus, few verses later, says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, you are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not forsake us, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Am I supposed to do something
else?
Watch.
Keep
okay, watch. Excuse me.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping.
that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Lord, you have now set your servant free
to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Guide us waking, O Lord,
and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us. Amen.
This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.